Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Time for our true or false trivia question for our State of Arizona State Park passes. And Michelle, you brought us new passes. We no longer giving out the ones that expire the end of this year. These are good all the way through 2021.
Yeah, we want to make sure you guys can get out the full year next year and enjoy the parks any time of year.
But these are two-year passes. 2021.
It's the generous second day of January in 2021 because we
always do first day
hikes on January 1st. So we want people to be able to go out. I guess if they win today, they can go out this January 1st, and then they can try to win again and go out on 2021 January 1st as well.
You got to pay attention to the first month and date on that.
Yeah. Okay. First numbers.
Not just a year. All right, so here it is. The Courthouse Square of Prescott is made up of four streets. The North and South streets that travel east and west are Gurley and Goodwin, named after prominent men that helped establish Prescott. The North and South on the east and west side of the courthouse are named after ancient civilizations, Montezuma and Cortez, men from hundreds of years ago. One of those is nicknamed Whiskey Row, where it got nicknamed from just a row of whiskey bars that famously burned down. Probably everyone's heard that story. So here it is, true or false. The street that's named Whiskey Row on Courthouse Square is Cortez. If that's true, text true to 411-923. If it's false, text false. And we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. Now, in the rest of the segment, we want to talk about the road trip from, was it?
Well, it actually began
May's
in Phoenix.
2018
Yeah,
edition?
You know, it was a story that we first did back in 1960, and it was interesting because the roads were different back then. And you know, I spent a lot of time in the archive just looking through old stories. And you know, we had a writer, Joyce Rockwood Munch, who was married to Yosef Munch, who was one of our iconic photographers. But she was as good at writing as he was at photography, and she wrote this beautiful first person story about taking this. And I think their trip. Her trip was, I don't know, 14 days or something. And so when I reached out to our writer, he says, I'm not sure I can give you 14 days, but I think I can make that circuit in about a week. So we sort of adjusted the route a little bit. But, you know, and when you look at that story, it really just gives you a great indication of the diversity of the geography in our state. It was, you know, it kind of, you know, essentially circled the outside part of the state. And, you know, we got to a couple points where we were like, oh, boy, how are we going to squeeze, you know, Globe in here or whatever it might be. And we did miss a few spots, but we, I think, hit the main highlights.
What's your favorite part of that stretch? I mean, no, that's probably like asking what's your favorite kid.
Exactly. Sophie's choice.
Yeah, and against Meadow. I mean, it's got to be.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I definitely love it up there. And I go back and forth. I mean, ultimately, I think, you know, here's how I answer it, Romy. If I were flying out of Arizona tomorrow and I was never coming back, I think I'd want to spend my last day up on the North Rim of the Grand Canyon. You know, Hannigan Meadow is spectacular, but even on the North Rim, you get that high alpine forest similar to what you have over in Hannigan Meadow. But then, of course, you know, one of the seven natural wonders of the world right out there, too. But, you know, I mean, and we were talking, you know, during the break about the southern part of the state and the grasslands down south and, you know, all the beautiful, you know, Sonoyta area and everything else down there. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you can go anywhere in the state and get history, you can get culture, you can get, you know, all the beautiful scenery and just find a great, you know, and a lot of great food to eat along the way.
Yeah, that North Rim is really spectacular. It takes forever to finally get back to the rim. You got to go all the way up to Lee's Ferry, come around the Vermilion Cliffs, hit Jacobs Lake, and then even from Jacobs Lake, just stop and stretch, even if you don't need gas, because you're still an hour to get back to the rim.
Well, right, and, you know, the good thing is that the Jacob Lake Inn has some of the best cookies around, so, you know, you can go in there, you know, and you're on vacation, so you don't care about eating
cookies. And you're going to do a lot of walking when you get to the rim.
Walk it all off, you know, and it's you know, it's a national scenic byway, that stretch coming down from Jacob Lake down to the park down there. And so, you know, even though it takes you a bit to get down there, it's arguably one of the most beautiful drives in our state.
We have a annual summer camping trip I take all the kids on, and we did the North Rim this time. We didn't come down to the rim, we stayed up in the pine forest.
But sure.
After we left Flagstaff, you're coming out of the forest and you've got you know, the very bare land. There were no trees for miles and miles. It was very beautiful rock and very beautiful landscape formations. But they thought for about 2 hours there, from Flagstaff to Jacobs Lake, that I was pulling a trick on them.
But it's so magical. You know, you come up out of the beyond the Vermilion Cliffs there, and you make that those switchbacks, and then you finally, you know, you're into this high forest up there at Jacob Lake, and again, it's you, whether you stop there or continue down, and then there's a lot of great forest roads, you know, in a lot of different directions. You can get over what's called the east rim of the Grand Canyon, where very few people go, and then the other direction, it's called the Rainbow Rim, which we've done some hikes on that area, and it's a really, you know, it's you can find solitude at the canyon, which is always amazing to me.
And we've got a partnership with Arizona State Parks and Arizona Highways that we'll talk about a little bit later. I saw the press release a while ago and thought, you know what, I'm not even going to read it. I'm just going to ask Robert and Michelle about it when we have them on in December, because we've had you on the calendar for a while. So we'll talk about the new partnership between Arizona Highways and Arizona State Parks. And Arizona Highways is a part of ADOT? Is it
yes,
a subsidiary,
you know,
of ADOT?
Yeah, no, we're we're part of ADOT. Most people don't understand that, and I could explain it, but you know,
who cares?
But the answer is yes. It's the answer is
true.
To
the magazine, and the answer to today's true or false trivia question is false. Montezuma is nicknamed Whiskey Row.
Oh.